To Sydney now, where the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse opened its public inquiry into the Salvation Army this morning, focusing on four Salvation Army boys' homes in New South Wales and Queensland. The inquiry is looking at how the Salvation Army handled those officers accused of sexual abuse in the homes between the 1960s and the 1970s. 13 former residents of the homes will be giving evidence, along with representatives of the New South Wales and Queensland Police and Salvation Army officers. The World Today's Emily Burke is at the inquiry and she joins us now. Emily, tell us how the Council Assisting opened this section of the Royal Commission today.
Eleanor, the Royal Commission is looking at a very large number of abuse allegations directed at staff and officers of the Salvation Army in its Eastern Territory, which covers branches in New South Wales and Queensland. Now, while the abuse occurred between the 60s and 70s, the inquiry will look at the conduct of officers that predates that time, in fact as early as the 1930s, and how the complaints have been handled in the last 20 years. The four homes that have been identified by the inquiry are the subject of the largest number of complaints. This morning, the inquiry was told that the Salvation Army's Eastern Branch has received 157 abuse claims across all its operations, and that 133 victims have received an apology and compensation. Here's a bit of what Council Assisting Simeon Beckett had to say.
The evidence will indicate that there are many allegations of child sexual abuse made against five identified officers of the Salvation Army who worked at the four homes. Lawrence Wilson, Russell Walker, Victor Bennett, John McIver and Donald Schultz. Some of those officers worked together or succeeded each other in their posts at the relevant home. The evidence will explore whether those who managed the homes jointly engaged in child sexual abuse and whether the position of manager was used to frustrate the making of complaints of child sexual abuse and their investigation. The evidence is likely to reveal there are further allegations of child sexual abuse against other officers of the Salvation Army. The Royal Commission is likely to hear that many of these officers moved between the four homes and that allegations of child sexual abuse arose at the new homes to which the officers had been transferred.
That's the Council Assisting Simeon Beckett opening the inquiry into the Salvation Army this morning. Emily, did anyone from the Salvation Army respond to these claims today?
The Salvation Army late yesterday issued a press release expressing sincere regret and also saying that the organisation is grieved that such things happened and acknowledging that it was a failure of the greatest magnitude. There was a formal apology in 2010, but given the evidence that's being presented to the Royal Commission today, victims' advocates have told me that those apologies are, quote, grossly inadequate. There have been graphic descriptions of brutality, extreme sexual and severe physical abuse, including punishment parades, excessive and sadistic violence that led to hospitalisations in some cases. It's a short time ago, the Royal Commission was told about one of the Salvation Army's most prolific offenders, Captain Lawrence Wilson. There were 15 victims in that case across all four homes. He died in 2008, but the Salvation Army has paid out in excess of $1.2 million to those who were abused by Captain Wilson. The inquiry was also told about an ABC Four Corners program 10 years ago in which the Salvation Army's communications director talked about physical punishments at the home, and he described instances of corporal punishment as being tough love and that was the best love that could be given because it allowed the boys to experience something consistent in their lives. But he did say that that shouldn't have been the Salvation Army's standard. It's worth noting that some of the alleged perpetrators who've been named were arrested and convicted. Some are still alive. Some have denied any wrongdoing. Some were stripped of their rank. Others were re-employed and transferred despite rumours and even evidence of abusive conduct. And the inquiry is also planning to look at how whistleblowers were treated when they tried to raise concerns. And in opening remarks, Simeon Beckett outlined some of the actions and responses from the Salvation Army at the time of the abuse.
The boys were frequently punched by the officers with closed fists, thrown on the ground with force, or pressed up against a wall. Boys were hit with canes or straps until they developed bruising and blood blisters or welts. One boy had his shoulder dislocated by an officer during a punishment which involved hitting his testicles with a leather strap. Two boys were locked in a cage on a veranda. Departmental records from Queensland record that the department's officers considered the punishment excessive by the standards of the day and were deeply concerned about it. What the department and what the Salvation Army did about such excessive punishment is a matter for inquiry because of its relationship to child sexual abuse. The evidence is likely to reveal that many of the boys did not complain about sexual abuse when it occurred because of a fear of punishment or retribution. In cases when abuse was reported, the boys were often disbelieved and were punished for reporting what were characterised often as lies.
That's some of the statement from Counsel Assisting the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse, Simeon Beckett, our reporter at the Inquiry this morning, Emily Burke.